We're on the bottom of Yud Beis Shem Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Likat Yerek Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shelo Tovo Hashemesh, you gathered, harvested some vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah, before sunset, so that was the previous year. The Chazer Likat Yishat Tovo Hashemesh, and then you gathered some vegetables. Tosa says a goy did it. Or you did it Be'eser. Or it's talking not right after Rosh Hashanah, but Motzei Yontif. It was into the year. You gathered some others, and Tosfos learns that it's lav dafka when you actually gathered it, but when it was finished completely and didn't grow anymore, doesn't need the ground anymore. So the same thing would apply even if you didn't actually take it off the ground then, but at that point it wasn't growing anymore. So if it was gathered, finished growing before Rosh Hashanah, and then you gathered some others that didn't finish growing before Rosh Hashanah. Right, so ein parmin umasra mizalze. You can't take off trumas and maisras from the one you took before Rosh Hashanah on the one that you took after Rosh Hashanah, or vice versa. The fisha ein parmin umasra lo min achodesh al hayoshen, lo min hayoshen achodesh. You can't take from the new crop on the old one, or on the old one on the new one. Im hoisa, and in addition, that was if they were both saying the same years of maisra. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, the first 2 years of Shemitah, or the fourth and fifth year of Shemitah. Bim Hoysa Shnia Nichnes L'Shishis. In addition, if it was the second year going into the third, where the Maasers change. Second year is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and the third year is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Right, so then, Shnia Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, Shlishis Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni. Then you take off different Maasers from the one that you harvested Erev Rosh Hashanah to the one that you harvested after Rosh Hashanah. Minoni Mile, how do you know that the Maaseris change according to a cycle? That in the third year, you don't take Maaser Rishon or Maaser Sheni, but you substitute Maaser Oni for Maaser Sheni. Om Rebbe Shua ben Levi, ki sechala la'aser es kol maaser tvuosko b'shona hashlishis. Shnas ha-maaser. So when you finish taking off all your Maaseris in the third year, the third year is called Shnas HaMaiser. Shana She'ein Bo Ela Maiser Echad. A year where there's only one of the two Maisers that you normally took the first 2 years. HaKetzot. Maiser Rishon or Maiser Oni. Or Maiser Sheni Yevatim. Right? That the only Maiser that is left, that the same one that you did the first 2 years, is Maiser Rishon. But you substitute Maiser Oni for Maiser Sheni. And Maiser Sheni you don't bring in the third year. So Morris says, O Einu Ela Af Maaser Rishon Nami Yevatel. Maybe Shnas HaMaaser means there's only one Maaser. And you only bring Maaser Ani. And both Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni you don't bring in the third year. It's only Shnas HaMaaser. Not that it's one of the two, but it's one only. Talmud Lomar Ve'el HaLevim Tadaber Ve'omar Toleim Kisichu Me'ez B'nei Yisrael SaMaaser Asher Nasati Lochem Me'itom B'Nachlaschem. Right? The Torah compares Maaser to a Nachla. Kishua Kosova Nachla. It's compared to inheritance. Ma Nachla ain't lohefsik. Af Maaser Rishon ain't lohefsik. Just like Nachla is never interrupted, so too, Maaser Rishon is never interrupted. And even though in Shemitah there is no Maaser Rishon, so Turi Evan says, Maaser, since the Pasuk is extra to compare Maaser to a Nachla, it comes to teach me at least that under normal circumstances, whenever there are Maaseris, you have Maaser Rishon. And others say that Shemitah is not considered an interruption because it's Hefker, and the Levi can take it too. Right? So anyway, he can take the Maaser just like anybody else can. He doesn't take it as Maaser, he takes it as Hefker. Tanya Idach, Kisachal Laser, Shon the Shein Bo the Maaser Echad. Same thing, same limud, right? You shnas ha-maser, a year where there's only one of the maisers that you had the first 2 years. Okay, so maaser rishon or maaser oni or maaser sheni yevatel. Yochalaf maaser rishon om yevatel. Maybe shnas ha-maser means it's the year where there's only one maaser, and both maaser rishon and maaser sheni don't apply. Talmud Lomar Uvo HaLevi calls man shebo tein lo. Learns from a different pasuk. It says Uvo HaLevi. Whenever he comes, give him. So there's never a time that you don't give the Levi Maaser Rishon. Give Reb Yehuda. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Eino Tzorech. Hari Omer Vel Levim Tadaber V'Marto Lehem Kisichu Meiz B'nei Yisrael Sa Maaser Asher Osati Lechem Eitom Menach Laschem Hekeshu akosav l'nachla. Ma nachla ein lehefsek, av maiserishin ein lehefsek. He learns the same drush as we said before, that maiser is compared to a nachla, and the Or Sameach learns from here that when the Kohanim and Levim get their share, it's not like they bought it. It's like they inherited it. And therefore it has the din of a Yerusha, not the din of a sale. They're not Geminis. Okay. Rashi. Liket Yerek. Ashma'in and the Yerek Basel Lakita Azalin Yemaisa. This Brisa tells me that the line of demarcation for a Yerek is when you harvest it. The Afal Pisha Godl Bishon Achas, even though they grew in 1 year together, but if you harvested one before Rosh Hashanah and the other one after Rosh Hashanah, and like we said, Tosfos says more specifically, it's not exactly when you harvested it, when it was totally ready to be harvested. If they were gathered in 2 different years, one is from the past year and one's from the new year. It says, each year you take off Trumas and Maestras for itself. If it was the second year of this cycle, so you take Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and you give it to the Levi, and Maaser Sheni you bring to Yerushalayim. But the one that you gathered the next year after Rosh Hashanah is already the third year, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. Then you don't take Maaser Sheni, instead you take Maaser Ani and give it to an Ani. Minani Mile de Bishlishis Eino Noibo Maaser Sheni. How do you know that in the third and sixth year of the cycle, there's no Maaser Sheni, but instead Maaser Ani? Shana She'enu Noigba Le'echad. Shnas HaMaaser. Echad Min HaMaaser Shenogu B'Shtei Shonim Shlofenehu. It's a year where only one of the Maaseres that you took the year before is Noig. HaKetzer Maaser Rishon Yitenke Derech Shnas Nareinu. Maaser Rishon still applies. Maaser Ani Yosef B'Moka Maaser Sheni. And you substitute Maaser Ani for Maaser Sheni. Here it says you give to the ger yosav l'almana, not that you bring it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. That's maaser ani. Oh, af maaser rishon yevatel. Maybe not. Maybe shnas ha-maaser means that there's only one maaser altogether. Not one of the maasers is noeg, but only one maaser is noeg. Ushnas ha-maaser chad ko'omer. Ha'idim afarish va'ozel lelev leger v'yosav l'almana. Only the one that you give to the ger yosav l'almana is the one that's noeg during the third year. How do you know that you're noeg maaser rishon too? V'hu maaser ani. Sha'af Levi b'chlal ani she'en lo chelik ba'aretz. So Levi is also considered an ani. But you're not giving it to him as Levi because you're giving it to the ger yosum, almana, and the ani too. So he's getting it because he's also an ani. So Torah says, u'bo ha'levi l'maaser rishon, calls man shebo, whenever he comes, give him. V'ha b'shon ha'shlish is k'siv, and that's talking about the third year. Mikseh shaloshonim, u'bo ha'levi. So you see that whenever he comes, even the third year, the Levi gets maaser rishon. Okay. Next. The Nedarim. The Brisa says that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Nedarim. Our Mishnah doesn't mention Nedarim. Tana Rabbanan, Hamudr Hanomi Chavero, what's the pshat in the Brisa? The person makes a nether that he's not going to have any enjoyment or somebody else can't have enjoyment from him, from his friend, Monish for a year. Monish Shneimos or Chodesh Miyom Liyom. He counts 12 months from day to day, and he doesn't count if it's a leap year, the 13th month. For a year means 12 months. Im Omer L'shon Azu, but if he said this year, Afilu Lo Omer Ela Be'esem V'tisha Be'elu, Kivin Shigir Yomecha B'tishrei Also L'shona. Then this year, even if there's only 1 day left in the year, 1 day is considered a year, and he's only also for that 1 day. And the Chumrah, if it's a leap year, and he said this year, right, and it's in the middle of the year, then he has to count the what's it called, the Chodesh HaIbur, 13 months. Va'afilu man di'omer, yom echad b'shona, einu chashiv shona. Even according to Reb Meir, who holds that 1 day in the year is not a year, but it's 30 days. Reb Elezer, who holds that 30 days in a year is a year, not like Reb Meir, who says 1 day in a year is like a year. L'tzurei nafshe kibla lei, v'hoyit stair lei. By Nedarim, it's different. By Nedarim, the reason the person said it is he wants to Metzayer himself or Metzayer the other person. So if 1 day is Metzayer, that's good enough. Right? Everybody holds that 1 day in a year, Lagabi Nedarim, is considered a year. The verse says, Ve'ema Nisan. How do you know that the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei? Maybe it's Nisan. The Nedarim, Holach Achar Loshem B'nei Adam. people call Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. They don't call Rosh Hashanah Nisan. So you go after Lashon B'nai Adam. And our Mishnah doesn't mention the Dorim. There's two possibilities. One is that we said before, Lahafsaka, our Mishnah is not talking about things that end at the year, only things that begin at the year. The Nedarim is when it ends. So our Mishnah is not talking about it, but the Mishnah would hold the same halacha. And other Rishonim learn, our Mishnah holds that by Nedarim, you don't go after Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, but it's always 12 months. It's always a 12-month thing. There's no such thing as one day in a year is counted as a year when it comes to Nedarim. People say a year, they mean a whole year. There's two different ways of learning our Mishnah. Okay, let's go on. Lashon Tana Rabban Hamudr Hanoa V'lo Garsina Minolad Lashon B'nei Adam Shein Adam Noder Ela Lashon Shu Rog L'Daber. People, when they make a nether, it goes according to what people usually refer to things as. The Derech B'nei Adam Likros Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. But normally people call Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's go on. Tanan Hosam Hatalton Mishat Titzmach. Okay, this is talking when does the things reach the time that if they grew that much during this year, they're considered this year's crop, Legabi Meiser. And if not, if they grew in the next year, they're considered next year's crop. So Talton is Fenugreek. That is what's it called, Misha Titzmach. Rashi learns Talton is Min Tavlin, Fenugreek. Misha Titzmach, Acher Shnas Michoso, Humisaser, Velo Acher Shnas Likitoso. Right? It's not considered a vegetable. Fenugreek is like a kidneys, and it's Misha Titzmach. Rashi, Misha Titzmach was Roim Shah Zeret Someh Besocho, when it has the seeds. When it has seeds, that's when the year of Meiser is. And Tosa says that it means something else. It means when the seeds are capable of growing. When they're, if you plant them, they'll grow. When they reach that stage of maturity, and Tosa also says all these shurim are a third of the growth of the thing. Except by each one, there's a different simen of when it reaches that third. Okay. So fenugreek reaches a third of its growth, either, according to Rashi, when it has seeds, or when it has seeds that are mature enough to grow if you plant them. Hatvua, the hazesim, mishiyaviyu shlish. Tvua and zesim, there's no other simen, the way Tosas learns, and therefore, when they'll reach a third of their growth, in that year, that's the year that they're considered for miser. That's Tvua and Zesim. And what's it called? How do you figure out the third? So Pashas, the way it is, you figure out how long it would take for the thing to grow to full maturity, and you divide it into three. And the time of the third of that time is called Shlish. Others say that the Shlish is measured by when you could harvest it, Bedochek. You could already harvest it, the Bedochek, that's called the Shlish. But the Pashas, the idea is you take the total growth time and divide it by three. Versus my Misha Titzmach Lizroyim. And again, Rashi learns Misha Titzmach Lizroyim means that it has seeds, and Tosus learns that if you planted those seeds, they would grow. Hatvua Vazesim Mishaviu Shlish Minoni Mile. How do you know that Tvua and Zesim, right, goes after a third, and not maybe after when you gather it or whatever? Omar Avasi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Umotu Bo Mishmed Rav Yossi Aglili, Omar Kro, Miket Sheva Shonim B'moed Shnas Hashmita B'chag HaSukkos, right, in the end of 7 years, on Sukkos in Shnas HaShmita. Right? Now, that's talking about Sukkos of the 8th year, that's when Hakel is. So why is it called Shnas HaShmita? Shmita's over. Right? It's the year after Shmita in Sukkos is Hakel. Right? It's Acher, Miket Sheva Shonim. Shnas HaShmita Mayavidite V'chag HaSukkos Shminisi. Right, what's talking about Shnas HaShmita? El Lomer L'cho Kol Tvua Sheviya Shlish B'Shviyas. Grain that grew a third during Shviyas, even though it's still growing and hasn't yet been harvested in the 8th year, has a din of Shviyas. Right, L'fnei Rosh Shlish B'Shviyas L'fnei Rosh Hashanah Atzah Noeg Bo Minig Shviyas B'Shminis. You continue being knowing the halachas of Shviyas in it, in Shminis. Rasi Rashi. Atvua, Dogan v'tirosh kruin tvua. Right, the 5 kinds of grain and wine, grapes, are called tvua. Dichsiv, kitvuas goren, kitvuas yekiv. It says, Tavuas Goren and Tavuas Yekev. Tavuas Yekev is grapes. Vahazesim Yitzer. And Zesim is oil. Mishiyaviu Shlish. So the shear of when their year is considered for Meiser and Truma is when they bring a third. Misasim Achashana Shigiyubo the Shlish Bishulam. You consider the year of Meiser when they grow a third, the first third of their growth in that year. Im Shniya Im Shlishis, where it's the second year and the third year. Minani Mile Atvua Vazesim Koy. It's only going back on Tvu and Zesim, because those are the only things of Minatora are Meiser. The Meiser Didu, the Oraisa. Minolan the Bosser Shlishasi. How do you know? You go after a growth of the third for these things. The Ilu Yerek to also be Rabban and Bosser Makita. Right? Yerek, you go after when it's harvested, not when it grew a third. Right? Elon, the Ozul Basar Chanota, and in Elon, you go after Chanota, it's Masher from Rashi, the Chanota is not a Shlish. Tosus learns that Chanota is a Shlish too. Chanota means when it grows a third. Except by these things, there's a Simen when it grew a third. And Chanota means stomach grew a third. And Rashi would learn the other way, the Chanota means when it loses the flower. That's called Chanota. Different shear. So Meister Didum of the Rabbanon. Those things are only Meister the Rabbanon. You can't ask a question, how did they know it from the Pasuk? There's no Pasuk. The Rabbanon decided this is the Shear. It's only Meister the Rabbanon. V'lomi boyabu minola. V'lekamim meforesh butamayo. Later on, the Gemara explained the reason why the Rabbanon set the Shear of Meister the Rabbanon by Peres Ha'ilon for Chanota and for Yerek for Lakita. But it's not because of Psukim, because you don't learn these things from Psukim, because they're not from the Torah. Yerek mishum the gaizule kol shait of a hader tzomach the godl al negeshamim shoshnas lekitaso. Right, the reason by yerek why you consider it the year that you gather it, because a yerek, if you'll cut it a little bit off, it'll continue growing. If it's grow, it always grows from the constantly growing from the rains. So the year that you gather it, that the year of that the rains of that year cause it to grow. Later on, the Muslims talk about it. So also by Basar Lakita. Elon Godl Meshana Shechonitba. A tree grows on the rainfall of the year that it blossomed. Or grew a third or blossomed. Shayide Sraf Shibobi Elon Lifne Chanota Peros of Chontinabo Nigmarim. What causes the trees to blossom? The sap that comes into the tree. The sap that comes into the tree is from the rainfall of the year that it blossomed. Shisrafa ilan olav and nichnas bepri tamidu mimenu godl. Okay. Okay. Where is this? Maya vidite. Likros chagas sukkah shebesov sheva shonim shnas hashmita. Why is it called sukkah in the eighth year of shmita? It's after shmita. Hare kvar yotzer shmita mi Rosh Hashanah. Shmita was over already from Rosh Hashanah. Kvar nichnas hashminis. Ela lomer lechava hachi komer kra. Yesh lecha dover shushal shminis is something that's growing in the eighth year, right? And it's considered as if it was shmita. But who also kishvias the ezuzu tzvua shevi shlish? If it grew a third, later on the Gemara will discuss how you know it had to be a third. Right? We don't know now it's a third. We know something could grow in shmita, not be harvested in shmita, be harvested in the eighth year. But if it grew a third in the shmita year, it's as it did in shmita. Well, the common parach might have been the Ayo Shlish Kamer. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know that it was talking where it grew a third? Tosus points out, we had before a limud from Chorish and Kotzir, that Tvua that grew during Shemitah and goes into Shmosei Shemitah, you have to treat it the Halachas of Shemitah. So why do we this pasuk? So we said already before, there's two different limudim. One limud is Lagabi Kedusha Shvius. That's this Halacha. Something that grew a third tvua in Shemitah has Kedusha Shvius. And therefore, even though it goes into the eighth year, it retains its Kedusha Shvius forever. That's Lagabi, the Kedusha of the Shvius itself. The Pasuk of Chorish and Kotzer is not talking about Kedusha Shvius of the pre. It's talking about doing work, harvesting it proper, normally or whatever, doing work that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. I'd say like this, if you didn't have the Pasuk Chorish and Kotzer, this has Kedusha Shvius. But the Avodas Karka doesn't apply anymore. It's not Shemitah. So you can harvest it regularly. You can do malachas with this thing, just to ask Kedusha Shmias. The other pasuk tells me that something that goes into Shemitah that grew a third, you can't do malachas with it. You can't harvest it normally. You have to harvest it in the unusual way that you harvest things during Shemitah. Even though it's not Shemitah, that's called Tosefes Shemitah. You're adding on to Shemitah when it comes to Avodas Karka. But the Kedusha Shvias it gets, that's from this pasuk. Has Kedusha Shvias? No, there would be no Avodas Karka. The Chorish of the Kotzer tells me that not only does it have Kedusha Shvias, but you have to harvest it like you would harvest something that during the year of Shemitah.